Right now, I have a better idea. Let's do this!
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
It's the March Madness lightning round, because after this, Nick and I won't be around. We're gonna go laugh at our brackets because it's the lightning round.
It's actually the MLB lightning round today because the MLB season is only 1 week away, and there's actually been something very magical happening in the league since the addition of a second wild card. There's been one team every year that has gone from last place in their division to the next season making the playoffs. Last year, the Twins went from the worst team in baseball at 57-103 in 2016 to the wild card game. So which last place team from 2017 will make the playoffs in 2018? Baltimore, Detroit, Oakland, Philly, Cincinnati, or San Francisco?
So that you think, I have to tell you who I think is going to make the biggest quantum leap?
Yes.
By the way, Minnesota going worst to first last year is cool because guess who invented?
Worst to wild card.
Well, I'm just saying, worst to the playoffs. They in Atlanta invented that in 1991 when they did it the same. I always get caught in this Baltimore trap. I don't know why, but my leaning there, I'm going against myself and saying the Giants.
Oh, interesting. The Yankees have some of the biggest bats and players in their lineup all in one of the easier MLB stadiums to hit home runs. Last season, Stanton had 59, Aaron Judge had 52, and the GOAT, Gary El Gary Sanchez, had 33. That's a total, if you're not doing the math at home, of 144, which was 16 more than the Giants hit in all of 2017. What percent chance do you give the trio of Stanton, Judge, and El Gary out-homering an entire team in 2018?
And the thing to remember is Sanchez missed 40 games. So, you could go four. We could have that 40-40-40 deal. Out-homering an entire team? That's possible. I'll give that a 60-40 on the positive side.
Wow. All right, so for some rapid-fire stuff here, Shohei Ohtani is going to be the first true two-way player, at least attempt to be, in his first MLB season. What will be his better final stat, his ERA or his batting average?
Comparatively, like, to the league?
No, just his batting average or his ERA. Which one of those two will be better?
Oh, I see. So if he stinks hitting,
right,
it's going to be his ERA? Oh, no, it's got... I see what you mean. So if he hits 240 and his ERA is 2.5,
sure.
What wins?
Well, in that case, the batting average, I guess. So I don't know. Just pick one.
I'm not just picking one. I'll tell you what. I think he'll be a better pitcher. How about that?
Okay, so ERA. The home run leader in MLB will have over under 55.5 home runs this season.
Historically, off a big year like last year, pitchers adjust. They really
Juice
start.
Ball era.
They also lock in on hot zones, and they decide, look, if Judge or any of these killers like Stanton are going to beat us, it's going to be with their cold zones. So I would go under. We will not have a 55 homer guy this year.
The Nationals have not won a playoff series since 1981 when they were the Montreal Expos and have made the playoffs four times in the last 6 years. Over under half a playoff series win for the Nats.
My theory here has always been never bet on a team to do something a first time. There's an injury. There's that inning ending double play you can't believe they hit in against the Cubs in game 5. So I'm going under.
Wow. Okay. Manny Machado is going to be a free agent at the end of the season, and the soon-to-be 26-year-old two-time Gold Glove third baseman / shortstop has yet to make a deal with the Orioles, and it seems unlikely a deal will be reached as of today. What percent chance do you give Machado of finishing the season in Baltimore?
Finishing the season? Ay, ay, ay. Well, since I didn't buy into the fact that they're going to make a big turnaround and contend, we also don't know. I don't think Zach Britton, again, is supposed to be back until June or something like that. I don't know about this team without their back-end guy. Trumbo is injured. He's not going to finish the season with the Orioles. If they're 16 games out on July 31st, it's going to be like, well, we're done. We're not paying you your $180 million. We might as well get that one decent lefty and three draft picks.
So what's the percent?
15.
Ooh, okay. Brandon Crawford has gone back-to-back-to-back as an NL Gold Glove winner, but with the competition as fellow NL Westers shortstop Corey Seager, Trey Turner, and 2017 finalist Freddie Galvis, what percent chance do you give Crawford of going for the four-peat?
Yeah, the thing with a guy like Crawford is after a second and third year, I think a lot of guys just go through the motions, but I think there was enough noise from some of the young gloves last year. It's going to be tough. He's rock steady. Some of those guys are younger. I think he's just turned 31, maybe have the more spectacular gene. So I'll give him a 1 in 5 shot, 20%.
Oh, that's not bad. And last one, the Seattle Mariners have the longest playoff drought in professional sports. The Cleveland Browns, who just went 0-16, have made the playoffs more recently than the Mariners. Let that sink in.
Wow.
What percent chance do you give the Mariners of making the playoffs?
I really want to be obnoxious, but I don't. You know what the thing is? Oakland's not going to be a playoff team. The Angels have to just get a lot right as far as just healing. So we're down to the Rangers and the Mariners, and the Astros, and the wild card. And I'm going to stick with this number, 15%.
It's too high.
And that ends the Thursday Lightning Round.